Saudi Arabia's foreign minister repeats the kingdom's willingness to deploy troops to Syria as part of a US-led contingent in the war-torn country.
We are in discussions with the US and have been for since the beginning of the Syrian crisis about sending forces into Syria. We made a proposal to the Obama administration that if the US were to send forces into Saudi Arabia, that Saudi Arabia would consider, along with other Arab countries, sending forces as part of this contingent.
Now, Joubert made the remarks at a press conference in Riyadh with UN Chief Antonio Guterres. The U.S. media say Washington is after patching up an Arab force to replace a U.S. military contingent in Syria. The report follows weekend strikes by the United States, Britain, and France on Syria. Prior to the attack, Riyadh had indicated that it would back a Western military intervention in Syria, but Guterres, who also met the Saudi King Salman on Tuesday, maintained that the Syria crisis needs to be resolved through political means without any foreign interference. Let's speak to Mike Harris. He's the editor of Veteran Today, and he joins us via Skype from Phoenix. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Harris. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion as far as Saudi Arabia being willing to deploy its military forces in Syria.
Well, at least Saudi Arabia is coming out from the shadows. It's been pretty well confirmed that acknowledged that Saudi Arabia has been one of the nation states that has been supplying material support and financing for the ISIS terrorists that have been brutalizing the civilians within Syria. So it's good that they're finally coming out with their political objectives openly. That's a positive thing.
However, considering that this also shows an indication that Saudi Arabia is willing to escalate the situation in Syria by militarily intervening, isn't that worrisome?
It very much is. And, you know, Saudi Arabia, the royal family has been in trouble there for some time. There's been talk of a potential coup, a number of things like that. They're very troubled by their Iranian neighbors, who are becoming the dominant power in the region. So Saudi Arabia is willing to take extreme risks in order to advance their political cause and to solidify it. Now, as far as Saudi Arabia assisting the US or a joint occupation of Syria, the US is operating absolutely illegally. There is no declaration of war. There is no invitation from the country Syria inviting US troops there. And there's no UN resolution to support US troops on the ground in Saudi Arabia, I mean, in Syria. So given all of these issues, to put Saudi troops in there with U.S. troops, all it does is broaden the set of war crimes that these two countries, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia, can be charged with by the Syrian government.
And Mr. Harris, of course, there was that criticism on the part of many towards Saudi Arabia for using these proxy terrorist groups to achieve its aims and objectives in Syria. Why is it that Saudi Arabia is now willing to let go of those proxies and come out itself militarily to engage in Syria?
Well, because the Iranians have made such great strides in solidifying their position, and they're becoming the regional power, is what Iran has been doing. They've been doing a masterful job. And it's time for the rest of the world to relook at Iran. They got a lot of bad PR, a lot of bad press during the Iranian revolution. However, they've been peaceful. They've not disturbed their neighbors. They're not bothering anybody. And they have very much a great supply of oil, and there would be a great market for many Western countries to go in and develop. And so we're sticking with these old alliances that seem to have outworn their usefulness. I mean, Israel has become a liability to the U.S. Saudi Arabia, because of their war in Yemen, is becoming a liability to the U.S. It's time for the U.S. to be more forward-looking with their foreign policy and go with the rising stars instead of those that are on the decline.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Mike Harris, editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Phoenix. Mr. Harris, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on
Thank
Press
you.
TV.